Good morning, everyone. Today is the 19th of October, early morning. You know, I've often thought about what must have gone through the disciples' minds when they first heard that Christ had risen from the dead. Here the disciples had spent all this time with Christ on a daily basis. He had told them that he was going to suffer and die and that he was going to rise from the dead. He even gave them kind of the story in Galilee. In fact, later on they said, "Do you remember what he told us in Galilee?" But yet, you know, here they are, they're mere men walking on the face of the earth, and they firsthand witness that he was killed on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary and was put in a tomb, and Pilate had sealed his tomb. And so they had probably pretty much resigned to the fact that it was over with as far as Christ was concerned. Can you imagine what happened when they were told, "He is not here, for he is risen. Come see where the place where the Lord lay," Matthew 28:6. Can you imagine what must have gone through their minds? You know, here they'd already pretty much resigned the fact that, you know, he was gone, and now they've been given a report that he has risen from the dead. The disciples had to come to grips with reality. They were not just fantasizing. This was the reality of the fact that Christ had actually risen from the dead. Many of us have had to come to grips with reality that Christ has risen. This is not just a story. This is not a fantasy. This is not a just a nice story for children. This is a reality that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. He was crucified on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And he's risen from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of God. And he's coming back in all power and glory. This is not a fantasy. This is not mythology. This is not some symbology. This is fact. I'm sure the disciples, when they saw Jesus after he'd risen from the dead, they were probably not only in shock, but so much must have gone through their minds. And all of a sudden they realized that everything they had been told by Christ was a fact. Wasn't fiction. Do you believe that everything the Bible has given us is fact, or do you believe it's mythology? Do you believe it's fiction? Do you believe it's fantasy? There's a lot of people that don't believe. Thomas Jefferson being one of them, they don't believe in the miracles of Christ. They don't believe in that he rose from the dead. They do not believe that he was born of a virgin. They do not believe that he was the eternal Son of God. And the Bible tells us in the Epistle of John that those who do not believe in the eternal Son of God, they are of Antichrist. The only way that we can come to grips with reality is if we've been given that reality, that revelation, by the Spirit of God. We cannot proclaim that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God unless the Holy Spirit be within us, the Bible tells us. But we must remember that we are mere men. There are many things that the disciples had to go through after Christ ascended back to heaven. Every one of them was martyred except John, who was boiled in oil. But now they had seen firsthand, including Thomas, who said, if I don't thrust my hand in his side and I don't see the nail prints in his hands and feet, I will not believe. Well, for us, we are told, blessed are those who have not seen and believe. But the only reason we believe is because we have been given the faith of Christ. For he's the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. You know, have you come to grips with the reality that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead? Have you come to grips with the reality that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's coming back for his people? Have you been given the faith of Christ to believe these things? That's the question we must ask ourselves this morning. Well, may you have a good day today. And just like the disciples came to grips with reality, all of God's elect will come to grips with the reality of Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. And for all of us who have come to a faith in Christ, we've been chosen in him from the foundation of the world. We've been predestinated unto adoption. And God works all things after the counsel of his own will. And so all of the elect will come to grips with reality of the fact that Christ has risen from the dead and that he is their Savior and King. God bless.